Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
To the phones we go, 215-592-9494. Ben, who would you root for, your brother or your former team?
Always brother. A family is always first. Family's always first.
Yeah, okay. I'm rooting for the Eagles over my brother. Sorry, Peter. Sorry, pal.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Seth in media right now. Hey, Seth, good morning, buddy.
Man, how about Jason Kelce dodging that last question like the Matrix?
Well,
he was like Neo.
I think he
pretty much kind of told you what he's going to do.
Yeah, I think he answered it.
That was a pretty good question there. So my concern with Jalen going into all this is really his kind of penchant to try and force a play, especially if the timing's off, right? He did that earlier in the year. We were looking at interceptions, and I just don't want to see that again.
Well, the good news is he hasn't done that for three months.
It's been a long time.
Three months, man.
Did you say penchant? Like, penchant? Were you trying to say, like...
Yeah, like a
like
habit
penchant?
Of, like, trying to...
Did you pronounce it like you're a French guy?
No, listen,
what are you doing?
If I'm taking vocabulary lessons, it's not going to be from anybody in a room with Joe DeCamera.
Yeah. Wow. No, that's
no,
the,
I'm serious,
the authentic
though,
French that you're coming from.
When his timing's off, he did it earlier in the year.
He's well, thrown one interception
since
week.
His timing's probably not going to be off.
Yeah, honestly, Seth, I think, I'm not saying you're wrong in that.
It's been a long time.
We hope it doesn't happen, but you're literally 3 months in a time machine backwards.
But he hasn't played in how
no,
many weeks?
No, look,
almost a month.
No,
you're talking
but
about months
Seth,
compared
was,
to weeks.
It was a September issue and a last year November, December issue. He did a look, I've been very critical of him. He did a spectacular job cleaning up that issue. Couldn't have done better.
I agree. I just say that was my only concern.
Okay.
You know, if you've put a little bit of that to rest for me, then I think the Bears.
Why is it? Why is
game.
It that it takes him getting back out there and like hitting AJ Brown a couple times on unbelievable drop in the bucket type passes, Devontae, you know, another touchdown to him, yeah. And then everyone will say, "Oh, you know what? He can throw accurately." And
well,
he
John,
can
you know
read
that's never been
things.
That's never. Hold on, Seth. One second, John. That's never been my concern. My concern is the passes he doesn't make that he should make, but doesn't see or trust. That's,
doesn't man, throw. You mean
doesn't
that's
throw?
Fair,
that's what
a
I'm.
Fair
yeah,
point
yeah,
too.
Yeah. All right, Seth. Give me a scene, a movie or a show that is got a cheesy element.
I don't know if it's been said or already, but Joe, you complete me.
Oh, wow, you complete
that's
me.
That's a very cheesy one.
That is a great answer.
That's
yep, really
phenomenal
is.
Answer.
That's a potential winner right there.
So that or you have me at hello, which one is?
I think you complete me is cheesier. They're both
I think
cheesy.
They're exactly comparable.
They might be.
They
might be.
Exactly the same.
Which
they
one
are.
Was first said in the elevator?
The
between
elevator
the deaf
is you
couple.
Complete me. Okay. That's yeah. You complete me, and then at the end is the you have me at home.
Because that yeah. Woman, the
when
deaf,
he comes in and
the
does
deaf
the whole
actress,
speech.
Is one of my sister-in-law, one of her best friends.
Wow.
Because there's two famous deaf actresses.
Well, Marley Matlin, of course.
Correct.
Yeah.
And her. And that girl was in Seventh Heaven. All right, Ben.
Yes.
Jalen Hurts.
Mm-hmm. Why is your sister friends with
sister-in-law? They live in L.A.
Sister-in-law.
Live in L.A.
Oh.
I don't know how
is
they...
your brother and sister-in-law okay?
Does your sister
as of now? But am I worried? Of course.
Is there a connection yeah. between the deafness in your
no,
family
no,
and
no.
her your sister-in-law's
no.
ability to communicate with the deaf actress?
I'll sign you back that.
Okay.
Okay, I'm signing.
I mean, I thought maybe
Joe,
there was a
John.
Possibility.
Yeah. No. No. That's it.
How many people in your family speak with?
Well,
hand
we can
signals.
All we can all do sign language.
Sign language.
We mean three deaf aunt and uncles. You got to learn sign language.
Wow.
So you know.
That's really
that's
interesting.
It's actually not hard to learn. It really isn't. It's really not hard to learn.
Well, I would think the alphabet's not hard to learn, but then there's all sorts
yeah,
of signs
the,
that you need to know
are,
if you
but,
just want to do the signs.
But the key is there's only about 100 words that get used a ton. As long as you know those 100,
mm-hmm.
you can get through probably 50% of the words that you would say.
Yeah,
and then
I
just spell the ones that are more complicated. Like, do I know complicated? No, so I would spell complicated. But I, you know.
And that would be complicated.
Ben, that would be. Ben, where are you on Jalen? I know you were on the more critical side earlier than John and James and Rhea. Where have you netted out as this thing's gone on?
I think it's in him. I just don't know if we're going to see it. When you look at Patrick Mahomes, you expect it. You know you're going to get it.
Yep.
You know you're going to get it. I think with Jalen, I think it's, you know, it's in there, but you don't know if you're going to get it. That's where I'm at.
What don't you like in his game? Because there's a ton to like. What are you alluding to that you don't like?
I don't trust him to put the ball in the right spot when he needs to, when he's throwing the football.
It's funny. That's not my concern. I think he's pretty accurate when he throws it. My bigger issue is that he doesn't throw it sometimes when he should.
Pulling the trigger.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
But I think it was so ingrained in him, especially early in the season.
I agree with what you're about to say. Be careful.
Not turn the ball over.
And listen, there's a formula to that with this running game and defense that does make sense.
Like, it does make sense.
Some people get offended when I say he's a game manager. It's what he is. He's a game manager. I mean, Phil Simms was a game manager with the Giants. He had a running game. He had Lawrence Taylor and Carl Banks in a defense. He managed the game. They won a lot of games. Like, I think that's where the Eagles currently have Jalen, but obviously with the running capability someone like Phil Simms didn't have.
Right.
I think that's.
And I just think he got so scared to pull the trigger.
Undervalues, and maybe sometimes he is, and maybe that's smart to be conservative like that. The running cannot be underestimated.
No, you're right.
Everyone dismisses it like it's nothing. We outnumber every defense that we play.
You're right.
Because Jalen is who he is. Like, that makes a huge difference. We have the advantage against every defense. We have an extra guy. Every defense, at this time of year, it's
26.
All about the numbers. It's all about the manipulating the numbers because they need to figure out how to stop Jalen.
Yeah, I agree with you, John.
And Saquon. But Jalen makes stopping Saquon all the more impossible. I mean, impossible. And now, whenever he wants, he's going to signal, hey, just... Here you go. You got single covers on the outside because you're trying to stop me and Saquon.
I agree with you, John.
I will beat you. I will beat you with Devontae. I will beat you with AJ. Now I got Dallas Goedert back. You want to split the safeties? I'm going to beat you down the seam with Dallas Goedert three times. So we're going to win no matter what. The defense can't be right no matter what. We have an extra guy no matter what. And Jalen, no matter what you say, is incredible at understanding and manipulating that pull and knowing when to put the ball here, when to pull the ball and get it out. He is going to take advantage of defenses week after week after week.
Numbers don't show it, though.
That's a huge deal.
No, but
the numbers don't show it.
But Ben, they do in the running game. I think John's right.
In the running game, yes.
The impact in the running game. But the impact in the passing game, Ben, I will agree with you.
What are they, seventh-ranked offense in the league? Seventh?
Well, that's not bad, but it's not, given what they have
with the weapons they have,
other 10 players.
Devontae and AJ?
I know.
Playing half the game week
that
after week.
That says something.
It says something.
Playing half the game the last month of the season. They're resting guys.
We'd have to see what they were 2 weeks ago. I mean,
AJ missed, what, three games?
Three and a half,
yeah, something like that. Devontae missed a game. Lane missed a couple games. Mailata missed a month. Dallas Goedert missed a month.
Everyone forgets how explosive and powerful and truly great this team can be because we haven't seen them be that great for a while. They've sort of been lurking, waiting in the wings.
Well, they've never
now
been.
It's going to be. It's time to go. And it's going to look different. It's going to look amazing.
All right, let's hear from Jordan Mailata because obviously one of the big things, you know, particularly early this week, was what's going on with Jalen. And it was a really good day yesterday with him practicing and apparently practicing well and, you know, getting through it healthy, we certainly think. I haven't heard anything otherwise. Here's Mailata after practice yesterday.
How did Jalen Hurts look at practice today?
Sharp. He looked sharp, I'll be honest. He looked really sharp. Brought a lot of energy. He's out there in short sleeves. I've been in his position before with concussion. And when you miss time, you try and, you know, find ways to get back as fast as you can. But, you know, I think he did a great job of, you know, dealing with that and coming back as sharp as he did today, and I thought he had a phenomenal practice.
Good to hear. Very good to hear.
Encouraging.
Very encouraging. Yeah, I mean, because, look, he's better than Kenny Pickett and Tanner McKee. Who would you go with, Ben? We've gotten everyone on record this week. Number two quarterback. They'll have to designate one because the third guy is third and can only get in the game if the first two are now ineligible to play anymore. Who would you designate as the two?
McKee.
You think he's better?
I do. My nephew played with him at Stanford, and he speaks volumes of this guy.
Oh, so you're biased. We get it.
No. And also,
I think he's better also, but I would go with Pickett.
Eyes, really?
I would go with Pickett because...
Because of experience?
Well, no, I just, to not upset the apple cart, and if I need to pull Pickett and go to McKee in such a scenario, then I'll do that. But I just for the preparation behind the scenes, to not have ripples in the locker room, I would choose Pickett knowing... I can go to McKee if I have to. That would be my strategy. I do agree with you. I think McKee
next
is better.
Next year is the time to go to Tanner McKee.
Well, clearly. I mean, that's pretty obvious.
It's going to happen.
All right, let's go to JP in Plymouth Meeting. Good morning, JP.
Morning. How's it going, guys? How's it going?
Great, JP.
So I got a dilemma. I have my cousin's holiday party on Sunday at 3 o'clock. My cousins have season tickets. They gave their tickets away. The party starts at 3, but my family's great. My third cousins are like my first cousins. My first cousins are like my brother and sister. We're all going to be together watching the game. I'm excited.
Wait, hold on.
So what's the dilemma?
Yeah, I'm confused. What's the issue?
The issue is, I'm just excited.
The issue is, Joe, this family isn't aware of when the holidays are.
That's a good point, too. Yeah, you're right.
That's right.
It's actually because there's like 30 of us, so we got to pick a day where we can all get together.
Well,
and
nice.
They picked, it'll be a party.
It's a great party.
Good
and
for you.
An Eagles game? I should have said dilemma. I have this situation, but
gotcha.
I'm excited. The Eagles are going to win. I got them going like 31-14. I think it's going to be a blowout. Wow. I really do.
I'll be shocked. I'll be shocked if it's that.
I really do. I'm excited.
It could get out of hand. I think we are way better than the Packers are. And the injuries and all the other things compounding their situation. It's possible that this could get crazy. We are that much better.
But let's just say this.
These playoff games, they are so close.
Guys, the Packers are way better than the Giants were 2 years ago when that game got out of hand. Right? Can we agree with that? I mean, that team was a joke. That Giants team. In divisional round, that was a farce.